We've been asked, what do you teach about Easter? The simple answer is, we teach that Jesus did rise from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-6, Paul, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, wrote these inspired, infallible words. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter, then of the 12, meaning all of them at once. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. So what we teach about Easter is, first of all, to emphasize the most important thing, to major on the majors, that Jesus did rise from the dead. And unlike the cults, we teach that he did rise bodily from the grave. He wasn't some spirit or some ghost. And he was seen of more than 500 eyewitnesses who, when Paul wrote this, anyone could have looked these people up and had an interview with them and got an eyewitness testimony. We emphasize the historic reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, we do tell the truth about everything else. That's our position on everything. We try to just simply tell the truth. And Easter itself, the word, is a pagan term. The use of the word Easter in Acts 12:4 was pagan. It was an Edomite, Herod, who was referring to the Feast of Ishtar, when he, when the Bible says that he, after the, after Easter was so forth and so on, by this time Passover had already taken place. So it couldn't be referring to Passover. It was referring to his pagan feast that he observed. And, you know, the Roman Catholic Church is just very superstitious, and they took all these pagan practices and pagan gods and adopted them and changed their names. There are actually churches all over the world, Roman Catholic churches, where they took idols and just renamed them. I think there's one the one in Rome with St. Peter, and that's what they did with Easter. They're like, oh, it's about the same time as the Feast of Ishtar and the pagan fertility feast and all that, so we'll just adopt this and call it the Resurrection Day and make it on Sunday every day, which is also a deception. Easter Sunday itself is a deception. It happened on Nisan 1830 A.D. Nisan 1831 A.D., it was not on a Sunday. It's as simple as looking at your own birthday. I was born on a Thursday, but my birthday is not on a Thursday every year. The resurrection of Jesus could not land on a Sunday every year. It's impossible. So what do we teach about Easter? The truth. And we emphasize Matthew 28, 1 through 6. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. I would just encourage you to get rid of the garbage, tell the truth about all the pagan nonsense that's crept in. There's nothing wrong with eating a Cadbury egg or a chocolate, whatever, but you should teach the truth, emphasize the fact of the resurrection, and tell people the truth. In 2017, Jesus was crucified. Nisan 14 is April 10th, and the resurrection, Nisan 18, is April 14th, which is actually Good Friday this year. So you can see that the reality contradicts the fairy tale. That's what we teach about Easter.